Of course, I'm also not a lawyer, neither is Akiko. So let's bring one on to really flesh out this debate around what the SEC wants to do in regards to maybe cracking down on crypto. Joining us now is Georgia Quinn, general counsel at Anchorage Digital, the first federally chartered crypto bank here with us. And Georgia, I mean, you were just hearing the conversation, of course, this is something we've been talking about for a couple of days now. But what do you really make of maybe the way that the SEC might be telling Coinbase here, don't do what all these other companies are already doing in lending and giving interest on crypto assets?
Hi there. First off, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So the point I'd like to make here is that there are a lot of kind of generalizations being made, and we have to actually look at the specific structure that Coinbase is trying to use, which is not exactly the same as the other sort of lending models and structures that other institutions are using. Also, you know, Coinbase is a more highly regulated institution, so they have agencies that are already reviewing and monitoring their product offerings and their policies and procedures. And so, you know, they know that they are going to be more highly scrutinized than other sorts of companies that don't operate under the same regime.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance to kind of what's really going on here. And a lot of it comes from just kind of the gray area that the SEC has been operating in and really hasn't given much guidance in terms of what it views as a security in the crypto space. So that's kind of something we're all learning as we see these updates come out. But I guess, I mean, if you were kind of advising some of those companies out there who are already doing what it sounds like Coinbase says they didn't get approval to do, what would kind of be, I guess, the legal advice to companies if they keep doing things status quo as they've always been doing, or whether or not we're expecting to maybe see some stop offering what they've been offering?
Well, I think we are seeing, you know, kind of the regulatory eye being turned towards these types of products. And I think the reason there is just simply the growth and, you know, kind of the scale that they're now operating at. And the advice I would give is to, you know, look at your business model and the products that you're offering and, you know, with a sharp eye, analyze what type of asset that is, and then think about what type of regulatory regime should be applied to that asset. Because it's very unlikely that you're able to take people's money and do something with it and not be regulated in this country. Frankly, there are more laws regulating what you can do with people's money than what you can do with people's kids. So if you actually think that you can, you know, operate basically some sort of lending platform or really anything where you know, make promises in exchange for people's assets without having a primary regulator, that's a pretty big misconception.
Georgia, isn't the challenge, though, is that we're talking about a whole new class of asset? I mean, if you think about how companies vet themselves without the SEC having the regulations in place, I mean, how do you ask that question? Do you see ultimately the SEC putting the same kind of scrutiny within the crypto space that you would with traditional securities? And if that's the case, wouldn't that root out a whole number of players?
Well, first off, I would like to point out that I don't think the SEC is necessarily the primary regulator for all of these products and assets. So that's why I kind of started with the fact that you need to take a sharp eye as to the exact product that you are offering and what the characteristics and the nature of it are, because it may very well not be regulated by the SEC. There may be another institution or, you know, regulatory authority that should be monitoring that. And so while, you know, I'm sure a lot of different agencies would like to take the position that they should regulate all of these assets, I don't actually think that's the appropriate take.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, we heard that in Brian Armstrong's tweet storm. We also heard it yesterday, and we've heard it from Jay Powell kind of talking about stablecoins and asking Congress for more powers. The SEC has also asked Congress for more powers. Everybody really wants more powers, and it might just be a power grab here and really asserting the SEC's role in Gary Gensler over there as he kind of builds it out. But it is interesting just because, you know, a lot of people watching this might say, look, you know, this has given investors out there the ability to earn interest when banks aren't really paying much. I think about BlockFi and their offering 120 times interest rates. And they might say, look, this is a positive for us because we can finally earn yield out there in a quote unquote safe way. Of course, there are also issues with counterparty risk. And, you know, these things are not FDIC insured. So I guess the big question becomes, you know, whether or not the SEC here is trying to really do its mission, protect the investor, and get these things set up. So, I mean, in your eyes, could this still be a net positive depending on what we see happen?
Oh, I mean, for me, clarity and regulatory certainty is the greatest net positive this industry could have. Only with, you know, a regulated industry will we ever get mass adoption. My goal is not to have like some fringe people out there utilizing this asset class. My goal is for everybody to be exposed to this in, you know, maybe some small way, but this, you know, is a part of our financial future. And I think it's kind of irresponsible to think that it will forever be some kind of unregulated asset.
Yeah, we've been hearing that net positives and really, I guess some, at least how this all goes, at least at the end of the tunnel, is clarity on the other side. And that's what a lot of people in the space have been asking for. But Georgia Quinn, Anchorage Digital General Counsel, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well.